This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. forces in Iraq today captured three Saddam Hussein loyalists during a raid into Crete, Saddam's hometown. The raid, the latest in the ongoing search for the former dictator, follows another attack in Baghdad on U.S. soldiers. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Baghdad.
For days now, American commanders have repeated the catchphrase that the noose is tightening around Saddam Hussein. U.S. troops first announced the capture of several of his bodyguards following a raid into Crete last Thursday. But as the hunt for the fugitive dictator intensifies, the death toll for American soldiers here continues to rise. Yesterday, someone dropped a bomb off an overpass that then struck a Humvee, killing one soldier and injuring three. Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez is the commander of U.S. forces in Iraq.
I think we're going to continue to see these same types of attacks that we've been experiencing for the last 30 to 45 days. I think over time we will see a drawdown in the activity. I believe we've disrupted their operations with the death of Uday and Qusay, but we'll still continue to fight here for a while.
Yesterday, insurgents floated a bomb down a river north of the Iraqi capital that then blew up part of a pontoon bridge built by U.S. military engineers. It's a form of sabotage previously unseen in this guerrilla conflict, a war that's also claiming civilian lives. Two relief workers were killed over the last week and a half after unknown attackers opened fire on convoys belonging to international aid organizations. Nada Doumani is a spokesperson with the International Committee for the Red Cross.
Definitely the situation is much more volatile now than it was even a few weeks ago. I mean, we hear daily about attacks against coalition forces, but we hear less about probably also people being killed, Iraqis being killed, and we have no idea how this is going. The whole thing amounts to higher tension and probably more frustration on the side, on the part of many groups.
Iraqi civilians were reported killed in at least three shooting incidents involving U.S. troops over the last week. Some Iraqis are now voicing their support for the insurgents' attacks on U.S. troops, particularly in regions dominated by Iraq's Sunni Arab minority. A crowd of more than 50 Iraqi men and youths gathered behind coils of razor wire last week to hurl insults at American troops guarding the house where Saddam's sons were killed. "Bush, Bush, listen well," they chanted. "We all love Saddam Hussein." Yesterday also marked the debut of yet another self-declared group of Iraqi guerrillas. Al Arabiya Arabic Television aired a homemade video that showed a half dozen armed men with their faces covered kneeling on the floor. Calling themselves the Salafi Jihad, the group declared war on U.S. troops in Iraq and demanded the release of the estimated 3,000 to 4,000 Iraqi prisoners currently being held in U.S. detention centers across the country. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.